This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Youth sport competition is still banned due to COVID-19 restrictions, but local recreation departments are finding ways for kids to get athletic. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Across the U.S., California, New Mexico, and Illinois have banned youth sports from competing. Michelle Shoresman with SLO County Public Health says sporting restrictions are not up to individual counties to decide. Shoresman says the recent update to state health guidelines allows youth sports to resume, but not in the traditional way.
The basic premises are, as long as activities are conducted outside and they are in small cohorts or pods, those are kind of the basic concepts.
Melissa Johnson with the Templeton Recreation Department says after reading through the rules, it took a lot of brainstorming, but they came up with the idea of pod play, a no-contact way of getting kids to do drills and practice without physical contact.
It's a little difficult at times. I don't know if you've ever tried to keep a group of 10-year-olds away from each other, but it works well.
Johnson says Templeton was the first in the county to offer pod play, and they worked with other recreation departments, such as San Luis Obispo and Atascadero, on implementing the idea. Now cities across the county are starting up winter pod play programs for soccer, basketball, and softball.
Kids between the ages of 5 and 12 should be in the best shape of their lives. We're not going to get that if they don't go play. And it doesn't have to be organized youth sports. They just need to play.
Johnson says although sports look much different right now, she's relieved recreation departments can continue with some programs after months of closure.
We are being given an opportunity here to do something. It might not be enough, but something is always better than nothing. Let's turn this into a hugely positive program. Let's make it so much fun for the kids that they want to come back.
Shoresman says adult recreational team sports are still not permitted at this time, and that the state guidelines may change depending on what happens with COVID numbers throughout the state. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.